This is a maze beat.
Welcome back to Good and Grown. I'm your co-host, Cash, and this is my dope co-host,
Breeze.
How you living, fam?
I'm good out here, girl.
I'm good.
I'm cooling. What's up with you?
Same old, same old. Just living.
That's it, girl.
We're back, still black, and excited to bring you our first series. You know, every now and then we're not going to be able to capture everything in a 40 to 45 minute show. So we decided to break it down and bring you a gems only show. We're going to spit all the Snapple facts. I mean, all of them.
I love it.
So pull up a chair and get ready. Breeze actually named the series and it's called
The Office.
It's going to be your do's and don'ts, your whys and won'ts, and a few cautionary tales so that you don't catch a bad one at work.
That is so real.
Since you named the series Breeze and actually came up with the concept, why don't you drop the first gem?
Yes, ma'am. The first gem is watch your mouth when you're at work.
Okay.
I'm not talking about cussing. I would hope not, but you know, when I say watch your mouth at work, y'all, I'm talking about office gossip. Okay. I know it's real tempting, you know, to go ahead and listen in on this X, Y, and Z. I'm not saying you got to get up because I'm not getting up out of my seat. Okay. I'm already stationary. I'm gonna go ahead and do what I need to do, but you don't have to participate in it. So just be mindful of that. You look like you want to say something, Cash. What you got to say about it? I'm not getting up.
I mean, I agree. I just was going to be trifling for a moment, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to be trifling on the first gym. You should stay away from office gossip. I'm not going to sit up here and say that I haven't been privy to information. I don't spread it, but I have. Folks have dropped some gossip in my ear that I should have been better. So I take your gem. I appreciate that. I should have been like, you know what, girl? I got a deadline. I'm going to have to talk to you later.
Exactly. And about something else.
Exactly.
I don't want to talk about this.
Exactly.
It's none of my business.
It's true. It's very true. It's not cute. It is not cute.
Mm-mm. And to add that. On to that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, making sure you all that you're not saying something that you can't have repeated back.
Well,
okay. If your boss, your manager, whoever it is that you report to, or even if it's a colleague, if it's your peer, if they pull you into an office and say, "Did you say X, Y, and Z?" and your throat closes up and you're like, you act like you can't speak. You trying to figure out a lie? Then you ain't had no business saying it in the first place.
That's very
true. I just don't understand it. I'm just going to leave it right there.
No, that's very true. I definitely agree with that. I have had experiences where you come out of a meeting and it's like, this doesn't leave the room. And then within an hour, someone comes up to you and says, so-and-so told me this. And you're like,
yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to know that. Mm-hmm. And it was only me, so-and-so, and another person in the room. So it just becomes a thing that it doesn't have to become.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree with that one. I'll take that in.
Yeah, just watch your mouth. That's it.
All right for Breeze. All right for Breeze. Breeze's gym.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate
what you got. I can't wait to hear yours, girl.
mine is everything is not everyone's business.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
Everything is not everyone's business. And case in point, I really would like to start off by saying rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman.
Absolutely.
He passed away from colon cancer. And for those of you that may not know, I doubt there's anyone, any listener that doesn't know who he is, but right. He is a well-rounded, significant actor that's played in many roles. So he's played in 21 Bridges. He played in 42, Get On Up. He's played in Black Panther. Like, you've got to know who this man is. And if you don't know, look him up. Mm-hmm. Check out some of his movies. But this man has been battling colon cancer for over 4 years. So I'm sure his family and very close friends were aware. But let me tell you, his circle is unmatched. And so I say that to say, everybody doesn't need to know every little thing about you, even big things. If this man could keep, and this man is in Hollywood, this man is, you know, a celebrity. For him to be able to keep that at a minimum, and we have to tell everybody our business, you know, I would say take note. Take note. It doesn't have to. It goes back to our last episode when we were talking about social media. Everyone doesn't have to know everything. Everyone is not your friend at work. You don't have to be on a business phone. You don't have to be on your work phone telling your business where other people can overhear it. You don't need to be telling folks your business nor your issues, because truthfully, they don't care. They probably won't. When you even clock out, they'll be talking about you and telling your business to the next person. So you have to just be mindful about, you know, what you tell. Everyone doesn't have to know everything, y'all. You don't have to be on your cell phone cussing your loved one out. You don't have to put your business up on social media and telling work folks about your issues, whether it be like family, spouse, or your health. I can remember a time where I was having some health issues, and there was another person at work that was, you know, pretty sickly as well. And we literally commiserated over health issues. And for me, I had to stop doing it, because it was getting to the almost a point of claiming bad health, you know, because there's power in the tongue. We all know that.
Come on.
So, you know, you have to be careful. You have to be mindful of the things that you're saying and the things that you're doing. And I know this gym is a little bit all over the place, but,
you know. Go ahead, girl.
But I say it to say that be careful of what you put in the atmosphere. Be careful of who you call a friend. We know Breeze doesn't call anybody at work friends, but
that's not see.
She not gonna Facebook friend you or any. But y'all learned that in episode one.
That's incorrect.
But just keep your circle as tight as Chadwick Boseman's. Forever T'Challa, forever our Black Panther.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Yes. Thank you, girl. I appreciate that. Because I think that at the end of the day, what people don't realize is, like, I don't know what you're searching for when you say that, or if you searching for when you share just unnecessary details about your life, or if you just have poor boundaries. I don't know what it is. But I appreciate your gem.
Thank you. It may just be for some people, they seek attention. Maybe there's something they lack at home. And so, you know, we're at work more than we are at home. We're at work 8-9 hours a day, you know, not now in the pandemic, but, you know, right. For the most part, it just could be attention. But just be careful of who you're telling things to, and be careful of what you're talking about. You know, just in general, that is what I would say.
Nope. You're right. Go on ahead and roll into the next one. You all, the next one is, you don't have to stay here. And what I mean by that is that wherever you go, wherever you collect your W-2s at, you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay there. The reason, my rationale behind this gem, y'all, is I personally cannot stand miserable people at work. When I say miserable, I mean just Why are you here? Why? You complain after every meeting, every social event, every email, every task that's in your job description. You complain about everything. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why are you here? You know this is a choice, right? Did they come find you and say you couldn't leave? Did they come and find you and say, so-and-so, you can't leave here, ever?
When you swiped your badge, the door didn't lock. It may have locked, but you can just use your hand and go on out the same way you can.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, okay, so the reason why it bothers me so much is because it spreads. Like, that type of energy is contagious.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And then you go from one person to it being multiple people. And I'm just like, no, that's not okay.
That's very true. That actually ties back to your first gym, gossip.
Yeah. So,
you know, it spreads just like that. I don't understand people who are angry or come in the door angry. Sit down angry, slam their keyboard down angry.
Like angry.
Why?
It just be angry. I mean, everything is angry. I don't understand it.
Except when they're heading on out the door.
Oh yeah. Or on payday if they come in. Well, if they come in. Because sometimes, you know. Yeah. I see. People notice stuff, okay? People notice stuff. Not necessarily me, but you know, people be like, you notice so and so's out today. Every payday? I'm like, I didn't think about it. You want to know why? Because I'm on my own black business. I don't be sitting there talking unless I get paid to look over you. I'm not.
Listen, it's very true. Do you?
I'm telling facts. People be like, oh, did you notice so and so? My answer is always no, because I really don't. I don't.
Well, it's just like, even if you notice something, I'm not going to discuss it. Because whatever you're doing, maybe it's approved. Whatever you're doing, maybe it's a medical thing. Maybe it's for a child. It's personal. Whatever you're doing or not doing has nothing to do. As long as it doesn't affect my paycheck.
That's it. Or my workload.
I could care less.
Exactly.
I used to know a person who used to literally clock the time that everybody came in.
They were a supervisor? I'm sorry.
They were not.
Manager?
They were not.
Okay.
They were not in that capacity.
Interim supervisor?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
They just like to tell when everyone arrived. And I was of the understanding that I didn't have any problem telling that person that they needed to mind their business.
You didn't do that?
I did. Well, but you know, because everyone was fearful because that person would go and tell each person's boss, like, oh, this person came in 15 minutes late. Oh, this person was 20 minutes late.
Why were they doing? You are not the office deputy. What is going on?
You're not the office deputy, but you know, that's what that person enjoyed doing. And I enjoyed pulling that person in a room and telling them that they need to keep my name out of their mouth. Ooh. You know.
I'm just going to pause for a second. When I tell you, I am so glad that we're friends. I'm so glad that when we were working together, that we were very friendly. Because to be on the other end of you when you're not pleased, I would not be here for it. No, ma'am.
Yeah, but I'm a very nice person. I really am.
First of all, don't change your voice. Keep it the way it was a few seconds ago. Back to what it was. Because I noticed the octaves went up just a couple, and I noticed. So bring it back.
I am a nice person.
I didn't say you weren't. Say you weren't, man. I'm just saying I wouldn't want to have it any other way.
But nice, well, you know what it is? It's because nice people tend to just ignore until they can't ignore anymore.
I know. I used to suffer from that. I'm in recovery from that type of behavior. Absolutely.
Are you saying I need to step into recovery?
Wait. No. I think we're misunderstanding each other. What I'm saying is that I also used to be that way, where I used to be like really super nice and just kind of let things go.
Oh.
And then it would just be a misunderstanding at the end. You know what I mean? And it'd be something really small, and that was not healthy.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure when people are trying to shade me, I'm very clear on it. And I just don't feel like everything needs a response until it does.
Right. Right. No.
I'm just of that school of thought. Don't play with me. Play with your kids. I'm not even going to say what the next thought that came to my head, but play with somebody else. Play on your own time, but don't play with me.
Oh my gosh.
But I agree with that. You don't have to stay. It's, you know, there are many jobs out there, and if you want to get a new one, go ahead. I rock with that.
Sure can.
I support it.
Sure can, ma'am. What you got next?
What do I have next? I say to the Twitter fingers, to the too quick to press in before you thought about it.
See?
To the CC everybody, their mama and your boss.
Oh no.
Let me let you in on a little Snapple fact. This is actually a cautionary tale, folks.
That means y'all need to pay extra close attention. I'm telling you all.
I'm going to keep it brief, though. There was an email flying around, right? Email flying around about a subject. I don't remember what the subject was about. But the person was getting jazzy in the email with me in particular. And every email that went back and forth between me and this person and I, she continued to CC people. She included my boss. There were directors. There were VPs. There were several people that she kept including in this email. This person wasn't right. You know, I actually, you know, added all the per my last emails, as I previously stated.
I love saying that. Sorry.
Right. All the, you know, let me get you together emails that you can possibly, you know, all the gems that you can drop in an email, a professional email, right? Because you think that person's going to stop. And I don't know who put the battery in that person's back that day, but they did. Sis had a Duracell. No, sis didn't have a Duracell. No, sis had a dollar store battery, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because again, I am the kind of person, everyone that has encountered me will always be like, oh, you look mean, but you just really are a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me that day, I just said, I've had enough. And I feel like that person forgot that we were in the same office, because this was pre-pandemic. And so what I did was just get on up, walk on down to the person's office, who happened to be in there with someone else. Now, when they turned and saw me, you know, of course they were gagged. Of course, you know, the folks were red. And the person who she happened to be talking to started trying to defend. Now, this person had nothing to do with the email. It was way above their pay grade, but she was in there trying to spit her side of the story to him, apparently. And so this person was like, no, I agree. I agree with her. And I said, you agree with her on what? And the person said, oh, I agree about such and such and such, that it should be done this way. And I said, I agree that you should go and have a seat. Oh. And so the person said, oh, I guess I've been dismissed. And I said, you have.
Girl.
And so the person left, obviously, because I wasn't playing. And then the person that I was having the email exchange with, I was like, do you have a moment? Because I didn't just barge. I was at the door. I said, do you have a moment? She says, yeah, sure. So I sit on down. I said, you know, I just want to clear some things up about this email. You know, I'm not sure why it's going this way. So many people are being CC'd, you know, da 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 da. Person very much clutched their pearls, very much gave, oh, I don't know why you're coming at me. You're coming at me. And so I know it was code for you're Black and being aggressive.
Right. Right. When really you're just talking to them like a regular person.
Exactly. So I said, I don't know what coming at you means. What do you mean by that? Because two can play that game. Only I can play it better.
girl. I wish I was there just to see her face. I wish I was there.
So she was like, well, I just don't understand. I said, what don't you understand? It's this, this, and this. This is what was done. This is what I'm responding to you about. I don't understand why you're copying all these people when this is just the fact. And so we were able to talk it out. And she said, oh, okay. I misunderstood everything that was going on. I said, correct, you did. I said, the next time you have an issue with me, feel free to come down and talk to me instead of talking to someone else who has nothing to do with the issue. They can't help you. This is something that we cleared up in a very few minutes. And I walked off, went back, responded to the email again with all the 52 people on it and said, we've just had a discussion and she now understands A, B, C, D, and E.
No.
Oh, yes, I'm the one. I'm the one. Because when it comes to me, that's the one thing when it comes to me, I don't play about my business. I don't play about my professionalism. There's not much, you can't come for me when it comes to my functions at work. Because not only I does this.
Ooh, I know. I could testify to that, girl.
I does this.
You know what I'm saying? You stay ready at work.
And so, you know, it's just be careful before you think it's cute to press send. And don't get me wrong. There are times where I have been very upset at work and typed out an email and not press send or because I needed to press send, I sent it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a gem I would give you. If you're really upset with somebody, send something to yourself. Don't do what I did in the past as well. And I was upset with my boss, you know, very young in my career about something. And I was talking to a friend and I sent it to my boss. And so I was not saying his name, but he knew and was very clear that I was talking about him. And so I went to my friend like, I sent it to him. What do I do? And she's like, girl, just say it wasn't about him. Just say it wasn't meant for you. It wasn't meant for your eyes and don't say anything else. And this is my friend who is quite a few years older than me. And so, you know, I just waited. I was like, I don't know. I tried to recall the email.
Oh, that don't never work when it needs to.
Right. Tried to recall it. It didn't work. And he definitely didn't call me over. He walked over and was like, hey, can you come and see me in my office? And so I did. And I just said, he's like, what's the meaning of this email?
Oh.
Da 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 da. And so I was like, oh, the email wasn't meant for you. You know, the email, it just wasn't meant for you. And that's what I kept saying. I was like, you know, there's no disrespect involved. The email just was not meant for you. So I apologize that you received it, that the email wasn't sent for you. And so he's like, okay, like, you know, let's just be mindful and be careful of the things that you're doing. So I'm not saying everybody else needs to be careful. I had to learn that lesson very, very early. So you have to be careful with what you're doing on company email. You have to be careful before you press send. You have to be careful on the 50 million people that you CC and then are wrong. Right? Because you're loud and wrong. You should be as equally loud as apologetic. But, you know, she didn't have to worry about it because I took care of it. And so I know this was a long-winded cautionary tale. I'm sorry, y'all. But I just wanted to be sure and to be clear that it's something that the right one will run up on you. I know. It's just that kind of show, y'all. That's the way I'm feeling.
No, it's true though. And just to piggyback off real quick about being careful about what you're doing on company time, email, all that stuff. You all, please don't be updating your Indeed.com account or whatever job search function website you're using. Don't do that at work. Unless you're using like your own personal laptop, don't do that at work. And even then, you know, since you're connected to their internet,
right,
you can see everything. Just y'all, just be safe, please. Just that's all I'm saying. Updating your resume, you're not doing it for them. They know that.
It's true. It's
just
true.
Be careful. That's all.
It's true. It's true. It's very true. All right, you want to take us into our next gym? Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I know they're going to be, folks are going to be like, really, Breeze? So my next one, y'all, is very straightforward. Please get some headphones.
What do you mean?
Please get some headphones for the office. So you all, I love music just as much as the next person. Probably even more, okay? But if unless you have your own personal office where only you sit at, please don't assume that everybody wants to listen to your style of music. Or your ocean waves, whatever it is that you're listening to.
Wait, people doing that?
Ma'am, I'm not gonna confirm or deny your telephone calls or your what work phone calls that you insist on having on speaker. You know, you're a part of these meetings that you insist on not having a headset for. I need you to go and purchase some headphones. There's a please. I just can't. I can't. It's just, I'm so sorry. I don't need to know what's going on with your friends or your family or any of that. I'm not interested. Okay. I'm not interested. So please, for the sake of your own personal business, not leaking out. Then you'll be upset. Oh, I don't know how someone so find out. Really? You take all of your calls on speaker, but you don't know how this information got out. Okay. All right, bro.
I like that one. I like that one.
Get some headphones, y'all.
Get some headphones. You can go ahead and get them at CVS, Target.
They got different colors. I mean, just please and go and invest in a pair.
Invest in a pair. I like that one. Short and brief.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if I should do it. I don't know if I should
is
say
it. Is it a W-2 moment? Is that why we... So you all... We had to come up with a code word because we got whole jobs that we need to preserve. So our code word, when we thought we would be in danger of losing our W-2, we would just say W-2. So if you hear either of us say that, we just trying to give the other one, sis, stop.
Cut it out. I don't think it's a W-2. My people, I love us. I love y'all. I really do.
Absolutely.
I do. Ooh. I don't drink orange soda anymore, but I do love us. To my highly melanated sisters and brothers, I'm going to need y'all to be better sometimes in professional places. Sometimes we can cut up. Sometimes we can really, really cut up, and I don't understand it. You know how at an office there's always one or two people that you're like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
Yeah.
Are you saying that? I mean, I think we all have a work persona. I think we all have a at-home persona. And I just don't understand how people mix the two. When you come into the office, I don't know how you cannot remember that this is not home and this is not your home girl and this is not your brother or your sister or your people. Like, I just don't, I don't understand it. So I have a good friend. She's going to kill me, but I'm going to tell this story. I have a good friend who many, and this was a long, long time ago. And she worked for a company that at that time, they did not have a lot of work. And so they literally had to report in and do nothing for 8 hours. They were paid, but they literally did nothing. So my friend had, you know, always doing something crazy with her hair. Not crazy, but, you know, she just always had different hairstyles every week. She can break, she can do hair. She's a very talented person when it comes to stuff like that. And so this day she figured, you know what? I'm going to take my braids down.
Ma'am, not in the office.
Shout out to you, boo, for taking your braids down and getting mad at your boss. I can tell the story because she called me. Like, she had the nerve to tell me I can't take my braids down. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, sis, You at work in your cubicle taking down your braids and you don't understand why she told you you can't. Well, why not? We're not doing any work. I'm like, because you're at work. Not working from home, because that wasn't even a thing then. This is many moons ago.
Oh my gosh.
But I thought it was so, when I tell you she was irate, she was irate. Mm. But it's like, if you don't get, you cannot do things like that at work. You can't take your hair down at work. You can't bring your kids to work as a form of daycare. You know, if it's an emergency situation, use your PTO. That's what it's there for. Mm-hmm. You can't keep doing that. You know, maybe it's a one day, like, oh, someone had to drop a child off and it happened. Right. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. But when they have to speak to you, when they have to pull you in a room and speak to you about stuff like that, like, find an alternative. And I understand, like, I get it. I had young children of my own when I first started out in my career. So I understand that. But, you know, sometimes you just got to go ahead and use that PTO. The last to my gym when it comes to my people, y'all, I tend to interview folks. So I have always done it for many, many moons. And just because I may have an Afrocentric name, just because you see this melanated skin, mm-hmm. just because you know, I may seem familiar, or maybe even the fact that you may think that you know me, keep your professionalism up. Mm-hmm. Just because you see a Black person across the screen from you, across the table from you, make sure that you put your best professional foot forward. Because at the end of the day, I'm an honest person. And so I always look at, okay, what does this person bring to the table? What are they skilled at? Personality, fit, but the things that you do that are strange are going to stick out to a person that's interviewing you. Mm-hmm. So if you're speaking in slang, if you're doing things like that, your likelihood of getting a job is it's just a little problematic, sis and bros. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. Because if I were a Caucasian woman sitting across from you, you wouldn't do it.
Thank you.
And so, speaking of Caucasian women, I have interviewed someone that worked at my job previously. And so they came back for an interview. And because I knew them, and I knew them for a very long time, but again, I take things very seriously. So I didn't process the interview as if I didn't know the person, but it was also like, okay, what do you bring to the table? You haven't been here. What can you bring to the table now? And that person was so nonchalant, so jokey, so play. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm playing. Oh, you know, da 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 da. I remember when and da da da. Well, that's not what I asked you.
Stay on script. That's not what I'm talking about.
Exactly. So, and this was, you know, a white woman. So I just, you know, I guess it's not just to my sisters and brothers. I guess it's just to people in general. Mm-hmm. When you're going into an interview, bring your best self. Mm-hmm. Bring your, you know, like we said in the last episode, bring your highlight reel. Bring your highlight reel to an interview. Don't come in there as if you're owed something. No one owes you anything.
No. Nope.
You're coming in there to sell yourself, essentially. You're coming in there to say why I am the best candidate for the job. So when you come in there with your trash ways and you come in late or you... it's just... it is what it is. I look at everybody and say, who's the best person? And just because you're Black, that doesn't mean you have a leg up sitting across from me.
Right.
Now, other people may not feel that way. Other people may feel like, no, you should give the person that looks like you the chance because maybe they could be. Well, how do I know?
Right.
How do I know? All I know is what you presented to me. So, you know, go in there and do your best. Do your absolute best, you know. And I know this has been a, you know, jokey show. But, you know, in all seriousness, y'all, in all seriousness, you know that we have to be three times better. You have to be three mm-hmm. times better. And so that's in any situation, that's in anything. So put your best foot forward. You sit before me, if you come before me and you don't get the opportunity, it's because you didn't do what you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know. That's a Snapple fact for you.
And can I just add really quickly? I can't imagine why you will be so gung-ho on people respecting Black and Brown folks. But then when you have the opportunity to reflect that respect back, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about all of us, so, you know. But some of us, you know what I mean? Because I feel like that what kind of plays into that. You're a sister, so I don't have to work as hard, you know, and even after I get the job, like, you know, I'm a little lax. I'm this, I'm that. I'm talking to you like we're greatly familiar with one another when we're not. You know what I mean? It's just like, no, I still need for you to do your job.
I still need for you to be professional.
Yeah.
I need you to remember that this is work at the end of the day. At the end of the day.
Well, I appreciate that, ma'am. Thank you for sharing that, Jim. I can go on ahead and roll us into the next one. This is going to make me sound like I'm antisocial, but I'm really not. But the next one is, ma'am, don't be disrespectful. I'm not antisocial.
If it sounds like a duck.
I'm really not. Anyways, the next one, y'all, is we don't have to be friends. We don't have to be friends. When I say that, I'm not saying there's anything with that actually happening, obviously. You know, mm-hmm. you can develop friendships at work. Of course.
Hello.
That's my friend. But what I'm saying is that you don't have to be friends in order to work together. You don't allow your dislike for somebody to stop your workflow. Because the only thing that's going to do is stop your W-2 from coming in. Okay? You need to get yourself together. Stop taking everything so daggone personal. Okay? Because that person doesn't owe you a friendship. That person owes you respect.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That person owes you not to make your job harder than when it actually needs to be. Absolutely. But friends? No. No.
It's very true.
There's plenty of people... This sounds bad. But there are plenty of people who I will work alongside all day, every day. Not a problem. But do I want to go have dinner with you afterwards when we're no longer getting paid? Probably not.
Absolutely not, actually.
Probably not. Like, you know, I'm okay.
Right. Good.
I'll see you. And we can start fresh tomorrow. I'll see you soon.
I'll start fresh tomorrow.
And that's it. But I think that sometimes people lose their focus when they go to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is what you're hired for a job. Just do the job.
Do your job. No, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I think people misuse kindness sometimes, or they misunderstand they misunderstand kindness. Because I had a person say to me, "Oh, I thought we were cool." Why are you saying that? Why are you telling me that? I thought we were cool. And I said, because it's my job to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a leadership role and they were not. Mm-hmm. And I told them what to do and they didn't like it. And they said, I thought we were cool. Like, what's you telling me what you feel like telling me? Because this person tried to force like friendliness onto me. What's that have to do with me telling you to do your job? Are you trying to be friendly so that you can do what you want to do? It's never going to work with me. It would never work with a person like me. I'm always going to tell you, mind your cubicle. Do what you need to do for you. Stop worrying about other people's business, in other words. So I definitely agree with that one. We don't have to be friends. We are not friends.
in the beginning, y'all. Okay, let me clean it up. We're not going to be friends in the beginning because we don't know each other.
We don't know each other, and you can't call everyone a friend.
No.
I think people use that term in general too loosely. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone is not a friend. You may know a person, you may have a lot of associates, mm-hmm. you may have a lot of colleagues, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean that they are friends. Know the difference. You know, definitely know the difference. So I agree with that one.
And I'm going to add really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If you are friends, don't play yourself thinking that because of you all's relationship, that you ain't going to have to be able to do your job. Don't play yourself. Don't go out with your friend and then the following morning come in about an hour and a half late and be like, oh, girl, you know what happened, because, you know, last night we were wilding. No, ma'am. I got here on time. I got here on time, and so shouldn't have done that. And that's it.
That's true. That's very, very true.
Blurring the lines, y'all. I'm just saying. So sometimes it's even easier when you all are not friends, because you can separate it. It's just like, I got my position, you got yours, and that's it. So
that's very true. That's very true.
That's all I got.
I like that. I think we can wrap it up with truly knowing your worth.
Mm.
Knowing your worth, knowing what you bring to the table, not being afraid to ask for a raise. Not being afraid to negotiate your pay, not being afraid to just take whatever it is that they want to give you. Because if you know that you bring a ton of professionalism, a ton of experience, something that they haven't seen before, if you know that you're great, go ahead and ask for what you want. Mm. I think a lot of times we as people tend to just accept whatever is given, and we don't have to do that. My sister always has this saying, well, you should proceed like a mediocre white man. Because a mediocre white man will say he deserves top pay.
Girl.
He deserves more than what he even brings to the table. Mm. When you work hard, you may work after hours, you may be better, you may be more qualified, you may have all the degrees that you can possibly have, yet you still make less money than that person who's mm-hmm. mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I say all that to say, make sure that they are promoting you. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're in line for promotions. Make sure you're in line for the money. And if they aren't promoting you and they aren't giving you the money, like Breeze's a few gems back said, you can go. You don't have to stay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stay, because they can pet you up all they want and say, oh, you're great, we love you. Mm-hmm. You can have all these great reviews, these yearly reviews or whatever. But if they're not showing you the money, if they're not promoting you and promoting people who are less than mediocre, mm-hmm. if they're promoting the people who are going around repeating what time people come in, if they are promoting the folks that are mockingbirds that will come around and take a little bit of everybody's idea and know how to do the dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of us don't want to do the dance. We don't want to go to the thing after work. We don't want to do the song and dance. We just want to go mm-hmm. home. Mm-hmm. We want to just be recognized for the work that we put in. Unfortunately, in a lot of spaces, you got to do a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do a little bit more. And so when you're doing a little bit more and you're commanding your money and you're commanding your pay, don't be afraid to say, this is what I deserve and here's the reasons why.
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid of your greatness. You're great. You're dope. You're a little bit of everything. If you know you got the sauce, if you know you bring it at work, don't be afraid to go ahead in there and ask for your coin.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to do it. So, you know, I really wanted to leave y'all, if you take nothing from any of my gems anyway, if you take nothing, take that. Take mm-hmm. that. You're worthy. you're worthy. And if you got to look at yourself in the mirror every day and say, I'm worthy. I command a raise. I deserve a raise. I deserve promotion. This is what I'm calling into my life. Do all of those things. And if it's not coming for you, then you got to do what you got to do. Then you got to do what you got to do, because they will continue to have you there great and not promote you and promote somebody that looks nothing like you. And they know nothing. And they know nothing and come back to you every single time and ask you how to do, what to do, how to process, where to go, where to be, X, Y, and Z. But they don't want to pay you for it. Mm-hmm. Stop settling for less.
Ma'am.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate that one, because I've had friends tell me, you didn't negotiate your salary. You didn't ask for more money during X, Y, and Z. Taking on extra tasks, and you didn't ask for any more money. What's going on?
Well,
and I agree with you. It has something to do with absolutely has something to do with knowing what your worth is, you know, and being familiar with your value.
Be familiar with your value.
Come on now. And I like it, because this leads right into our last gem of the show, which is acting in your own best interest. It sounds selfish. It does. But it isn't. I want you to think about your company, organization, agency, wherever you work at. Okay. I'm sure you probably do a great job. Okay. Let's assume that you do on your job. Okay. And they would rather have no one else there but you. But you all, God forbid something happened to you right now. Whenever your next day is reporting to work, your job, your position will be filled. Or your duties will be divvied out amongst your peers. That's exactly what would happen. They will send whoever your loved ones are some flowers saying that they were a great employee. Okay? We appreciate them, and they're going to move on. What I'm saying, you all, is that You have to be able to know that you have to do what's best for you. Your company is always going to do what's best for them. If budget time comes rolling around and your salary looks like it's putting them over in a bad way, guess who's going to get cut?
Guess who's not coming to dinner? I'm sorry.
You ain't got to worry about going to the Christmas party, honey, because you ain't going to be there.
Well,
you're not going to be there.
You won't
do the song and dance. You're not.
You won't be.
So.
I love that.
You just have to. That means you all having blind loyalty to an organization. They're not loyal to you. They're not loyal to you. They'll be as loyal to you as long as it serves them. And you know what? You should repay the favor. Repay the favor. When your needs, wants, or however you choose to describe them are no longer being fulfilled, it's time to move on. It's time to move on. And it's not personal. The moment they start reacting like it's personal, just tell them and yourself, it's not personal. This is business. I appreciate the opportunity. And this is my notice. And that's it.
That's it.
All, I'm telling you, I get it. If you really feel like you're holding your company down, that's great. And if they're compensating you and you don't have no desire to go, that's fine. But just know, if it comes down to them or you, honey, it's going to be you.
Listen.
They're going to call you in their office in the middle of the day. Yep.
This is very triggering.
I'm so sorry.
No, you spitting Snapple facts. Go ahead with it. You know I'm mad. You know my add on. Go ahead with you spitting Snapple facts on the people. You reading me too. You definitely reading me. I don't think you intended to read me, but I'm an open book. I could take it. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. I'm serious, you all. They're going to call you in. Okay. They're going to have public safety or whoever the people is who guards your building. They're going to be over there while you in the office. They're going to be collecting your belongings. And it is going to have a piece of paper. HR is going to be there for the record. And because they need as many people, witnesses as possible. Okay, for protection. And it is going to tell you how the budget's going and you ain't it anymore.
They gonna have your last checks.
Oh, that's gonna be cut immediately. They're not gonna risk mailing. Nope. They're gonna cut it immediately. Cause they don't wanna give you no reason to come back up here. Okay?
It's very true.
So you all be open to new opportunities.
Yes.
Keep your resume up to date.
Yes.
Okay. Continue to do improvements on yourself so you can make yourself marketable.
Absolutely.
Act in your own best interest.
It's very true. It's very true.
You got something to add on?
Listen, now that you done triggered me and I'm sweating, so you done took me back to a place I thought it was over. I thought I didn't feel no type of way. No, in all honesty, it's so true what you were saying. And I think, I don't know for me specifically that I have blind loyalty. I think for me, it was just, I was so good at what I did that I could literally do it in my sleep. I made look easy because it was, I perfected my craft. I was great at it. And I was there for a very long time. And don't get me wrong, the writing was definitely on the wall because people who had been there 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, those people were slowly but surely being let go and given packages. And so when you said when they're going to bring you in that room in the middle of the day, for me, it was not even midday. It was the end of the day. And it was supposed to literally be that next morning, but I said, hey, I have an emergency. I'm not going to be able to make it in tomorrow. So they had to hurry up and do it that they had to hurry up and do it that day. And when I tell you, I had worked at this place over, I ain't going to tell you how long it was, but it was a long time. It was a very long time. When I tell you, it's disheartening. It's very difficult to have someone pull you in a room and say, you know, it's not really you, it's the budget, it's whatever. You're going to take it personal.
Yeah.
Regardless of whatever. And it takes a little while to recover from that when you know you gave people your absolute best. And they said, oh, okay, you gave us your best. You know, there's a budget cut. We love you, but you know, we gonna see you. We thanks for playing.
Yeah.
It's been real.
Come on.
Here go your, you know, here's your last check. You know, this is the time that we're going to give you. Now, for me, I got a lovely package.
Right.
I mean, my package was lovely. They definitely took care of me. So I don't begrudge them that. But it was definitely a hit on the heart. It was definitely a blow to the ego. It definitely was something that I saw coming years prior. I knew, I knew that I was up for grabs in every kind of, every time people were up for the chopping block, I knew my name was up, you know, but it just was what it was. And so it took that long. It took a very long time. I think I was up for four or five times where I could have been dropped and I wasn't, and was dropped the fifth time. And again, they took care of me. But when I look back on it and I say, you knew, you moved from this org chart to this org chart. You went over here and you went over there and you knew it didn't make any sense, you know, doing what I did. So I know that, you know, God had favor and said, you know, no, we're not going to do that right now.
Praise
right? Because I was in the middle of some huge purchases. Like, it all played out the way that it was supposed to. But Breeze is right when she says, don't have that blind faith that it's always going to be there. No matter how good you are, you are always somebody that can be replaced. That person may not be able to do it like you, but they will break up what you do. They will give it to a couple of different people. They will tear down what you created and create something else if they can't do what you did. They're always going to find a way because it's an organization. Yeah. So never get so high and mighty that you don't think that it could be you. Don't try it. And, you know, the thing that I love about young people is they're like, oh, you know, I've been here 2 years, you know, it's time for me to go. And so I would look at it like, well, what do you mean? You're leaving? It's only been 2 years. But once you work at a place a little bit over 2 years, you're not really making the money that you should be making, you know, because the market has changed. You would be making more money somewhere else. Now, at my age, child, I don't have time to be doing all that because those days are over. You? In terms of moving and shaking. But for anybody that's younger in their 20s and they're, you know, just starting out in terms of career, don't stay stuck. Don't stay stuck. If you've been there a long period of time and there's no movement for you, there's no promotion, the money isn't right, don't be afraid. Because when you've been in a place for too long, you literally, when you have to go out there, you're afraid, you're scared. You don't even know, can I command the room anymore? Can I bring the juice? Do I have it? Do I have the drip, right? As the kids say, listen. Do I have it anymore? And so it takes a long time to get back to that. So keep yourself fresh. Yourself fresh. And don't look at a place of employment as something that's forever, because it's just not. Unless you are the owner. Unless you're the owner. You can't even say you're the CEO, because even those go. And business is closed. You just don't know where life is going to turn. So always be able to have a hustle, have a side hustle, have two, three other things that you can do and bring to the table. Be skilled in more than one thing. Be skilled in more than one thing. Be able to be flexible. The things that I gained there, though, you know, have been great for me because, you know, I can take it and go somewhere else and be great. And not even operate at 100%. And not even operate at 100%. Wait, you know what? That might be a W-2.
Damn. Self-identified W-2 moment.
Self-identified W-2. That might be that means we should probably go ahead and wrap on up the show.
We did really well, though. I mean, we at the end, we did that. So yes, that's good.
True. That's true. That's very true. But thank you for the trigger.
Babe, don't be like that. Don't be like that, babe. Don't look at me like that. That was not intentional. That was just really on my heart to say, because I'm tired of people being shocked.
Listen, don't be shocked when they call you in the room. Don't be shocked. And don't be tearing up people's stuff when they do.
Oh my, you all, please. Okay. You need to be able to get the job. You need to be able to get a job afterwards. Okay. Don't be cutting up. Don't cuss everyone out. Talking about people's spouses. And right. Just go ahead and get your check. Don't try to go back to your desk unless they're scoring you back there.
Bow out gracefully.
Yeah, please.
Bow out gracefully. And I was grateful that it was late in the day, actually, because I didn't have to see anybody.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have to see anybody. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm grateful for the experience. I'm grateful to be able to have them so that we can do shows like this. So I love, this is part one of the series, The Office. Part two is about bosses, good, bad, and indifferent.
Yes, ma'am. please make sure you take a listen to that one. Well, that one will be coming out shortly.
Really? Well, anything else you want to add, ma'am?
No, I'm good. I feel like W-2's intact. Everything is all good. We can go ahead and wrap up. I'm smooth.
All right. Well,
thank you all for listening to another episode of Good and Grown. Please be sure to go to Instagram and follow us at Good and Grown One. Cash?
Yes. Follow us on Facebook at Good and Grown Podcast. Please like, share, and comment. All right. Cash and Breeze out.
Peace out, y'all. We'll be right back.